Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, including a live prayer, a new topic, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for this morning is the reason you're not winning is you're fighting the wrong opponent. The reason you are not winning is you're fighting the wrong opponent. And our scripture for today comes from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, you can purchase my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, on my website at feelthefire.com. It is available in print or as a downloadable ebook, and it is on fire. It gives you homework to do. You will love it. You can also listen to me teaching from the first three chapters of the book on my website at feelthefire.com. So make sure you go and put your order in today. Secondly, I will be ministering at Outreach of Excitement Church here in Miami on Friday, September 22nd, for their women's conference. Their theme is Women Who Refuse to Compromise. You do not want to miss it. And that is also the day before my birthday. So come out and celebrate the word and celebrate my birthday. And finally, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, you can hear the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldefire.com or on my Facebook page at Rossi Williams. That is R-A-W-S-I Williams. And my ministry website is feeldefire.com. F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 6. Although I usually read from the KJV, today I am reading from the NIV so that you can really grasp the meaning of this scripture. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold toward you when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be toward some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments, glory, and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Now, I am not going to reread that in the KJV, but I just want to read the fourth verse in the KJV. I mean, in the third and fourth. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. The reason you are not winning is you're fighting the wrong opponent. Now make it personal to your life, and I want you to repeat after me. The lines are muted and no one can hear you. The reason I am not winning is I'm fighting the wrong opponent. That's powerful, isn't it? In today's word in 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 6, we see Paul speaking to the people of Corinth. And what he's doing is he's instructing them and reminding them of how to wage successful warfare. In doing so, he begins to lay the foundation for them to understand that in order to win in life, the way that we are called to do, the way that we are supposed to do, the way that God has ordained us to do in every area of our lives, we must first understand how to fight this war. So he begins to say to them, look, there is a war going on. Although we are fleshly beings, we live in the flesh, we live in this earthly body, there is a war going on that's way bigger than just our little body, our little parts of the earth, our little corner of life. And he says, listen, what you have to understand is that in order to be able to be a winner, a champion, not just in one part of life, but in every aspect of life, the first thing you must do is to understand that this is a spiritual battle. When you are dealing with issues in your home, issues with your children, issues in your marriage, issues on your job, issues in your own mental health, issues in your health, physically, issues with your finances, when you are having to deal with headaches and depression, when you are having to deal with infidelity, this is more than just what you see in the natural. This is spiritual warfare. So he says, let me make you understand that the weapons that we fight with as people of God are not carnal weapons. In other words, your gun is not going to do it. It's not going to bring victory to a spiritual battle. Your fist, your knife, your mixed martial arts, whatever it is that we are accustomed to using to fight our opponents in the natural world will not suffice for spiritual battle. So he says, let me tell you something. Your weapons, they're not earthly. They're not carnal. They're not fleshly. But they are extremely powerful through God to the point where when they are employed or deployed appropriately, they pull down strongholds. They change lives. They impact people. They change minds. They deliver hearts. They cast down vain thoughts, vain imaginations. They bring demons into subjection. When you understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hallelujah. That brings us to where we are today. that the reason we, that means me, are not living our best lives the way that God has ordained is because we keep fighting spiritual battles from earthly perspectives. In Philippians 2 and 10, the Bible teaches us that the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You see, there is power in the name of Jesus, not in Rossi's name, not in your name, not in your pastor's name, not in your church's name, but the power to change lives, to change hearts, is in the name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 9:26 tells us, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. In other words, Paul is saying, I don't go out to war as someone who does not know what the ultimate goal of the war is. I don't go out running like a chicken with my head cut off, getting involved in every fight, every battle, every argument. No. I understand that this thing is bigger than me, that saving my family is bigger than me, that having success in my marriage and not having to be divorced again and again and again. You see, I am divorced, and I'm looking to get married very, very soon. I'm excited. Yes, yes, yes. Nope, I don't know who it is yet. But I know that God knows my heart desire is to be married again. Well, I don't want to be married again, then divorced again and married again. So I have to already be in a spirit of preparation, don't I, to understand that this thing is bigger than me. You see, the Bible teaches us in John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and to destroy. That means that's all Satan comes to do, to steal, kill, and destroy in every area of your life. But Jesus said, I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal. If you're fighting your husband or wife, if you're fighting your children, if you're fighting your coworkers or your boss, if you're fighting your other family members, if you are fighting everything from a natural perspective, you're not winning because you're fighting the wrong opponent. And John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I say unto you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Fight the war the right way. Fight the right opponent. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Colossians 3 and 2, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. See, it's okay for us to have goals. It's okay for us to have vision. It's okay for us to be successful in life. God has no issue with that. But when we are doing it to the point where we are not impacting life, we are not able to help other people, we are not able to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth, when we are always depressed, always angry, always having headaches, always sad, because we do not know how to put on the whole armor of God, as the Bible teaches us in Galatians 6, then that's the issue. Your goal is not just to win in one area of life, but in every area of life. If the job is great, but the marriage is horrible, you're not living the best life. If the marriage is great and the job is great, but there are issues with the children, you need to be in a spirit of spiritual warfare. Now, our time is running, so we must get ready to go into prayer. This is a powerful word today, isn't it? Because I'm getting you in the right place, the right position to fight the way you're supposed to, so that you bring perpetual victory into your life. Let's go into prayer. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We just magnify you, Lord. Who would not serve a God like you? You are so gracious and loving and merciful. You are so forgiving. You keep giving us a brand new day, mercy after mercy that we do not deserve. What can we say but thank you, Jesus? Hallelujah. Hosanna to the highest. You love us when we are not lovable. You forgive us when we are not forgivable. What can we say but hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, Father, we ask forgiveness because we've not been fighting this war the way that you have instructed us. Instead, we have been fighting with guns. We have been fighting with knives. We have been fighting with slander. We have been fighting with defamation and gossip. We have given up sometimes. We have grown so weary of the fight and of our lives that some of us listening have contemplated or even attempted suicide. We have given up on other people in our lives. We've said there's nothing that can be done. But Father, we come this morning saying we are sorry for having that mindset. Because you've already told us in your word that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that you come that we may have life and have it more abundantly in every area of our lives. And that does not just include us, but our seed, our children, and our children's children and their children. That includes our spouses, our parents, and our siblings, our nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins, our friends and clients, bosses and colleagues. That includes those who are incarcerated, the homeless, those, Father, who have given up on life. Father, we thank you that you reminded us this morning that the power to change our lives rests in fighting the war from a spiritual perspective, calling on the name of Jesus, because that name is the name that brings everything else into subjection. So, Father, today, we come calling on the name of Jesus, believing in the power of Jesus, that your word tells us as well in James 5 and 16, that we are to confess our faults one to another and pray for one another that we may be healed in every area of our lives, healed, because the effectual, fervent prayer. In other words, the ongoing, powerful, intercessory, diligent prayer, the sincere, authentic prayer, the transparent, just lay it out there prayer of the righteous man or the righteous woman availeth much. It is that type of prayer that brings in victory. Your word tells us in Psalm, Lord, 1 and 3, that we are to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We repent because we've not been rooted. We've not been solid. We've been like a rubber band just dangling all over the place, and we repent this morning in the name of Jesus. Your word tells us in Psalm 37 and 4 that if we will delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, we repent, we repent, we repent this morning in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come in agreement with everyone listening to this broadcast today that we will get in alignment, that we will begin to see things in the spiritual eyes, with our spiritual mindset, and understand that if we fight this battle, if we understand that the opponent is Satan and that he must submit to the name of Jesus, that we will begin to see change come about in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let everyone listening now say amen. Our time is run. Come on and praise him as I assign you your task for today. Come on and praise the Lord. Don't stop praising him. Wherever you are, you know what you need from God. Do not stop praising him right now. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, our topic for today is the reason you are not winning is you're fighting the wrong opponent. Your task for today is to go into prayer about all of the situations that are attacking you and submit them, including the people, including yourself, to the name of Jesus. This is how you will bring about victory today. Just plead the blood of Jesus over your marriage. Say, I bring my marriage into subjection to Jesus. I bring myself into subjection to Jesus. I bring my children. I bring my job. I bring my health. I bring my finances. I bring my visions and my dreams. I bring my depression. I bring my doubt. I bring my low self-esteem. I bring it all, hallelujah, unto subjection of Jesus. Know who your opponent is. His name is Satan. All right, hallelujah. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. in the morning, or go to feelthefire.com after 8. Share this broadcast with at least 3 people today. Help them fight the war the right way. Let me tell you something. Your enemy is Satan. I've now identified him for you unequivocally. Fight him with spiritual warfare. Go to feelthefire.com to see the announcements, order the book, as well as to save the date to join me at Outreach of Excitement Church, and follow me on Facebook. Share this word with at least 3 people today. It will be posted on feelthefire.com all day. Your enemy is Satan. I just gave you the equipment. Now go get your victory. In the name of Jesus.